Marketing Radio Network. Welcome. You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free. 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by Worth Point, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Give us your take on 2016 or anything eBay. 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-RADIO-30. 888-723-4630. Hey, before we take calls or anything, I just wanted to tell you something in case, I think I mentioned this before, but it's really valuable. I get questions from sellers all the time saying, you know, I had this thing and I bought it years ago and I don't remember what the cost of goods were because I don't remember what I paid and I don't have a record of it. I think I remember, but I want to be able, I sold it, so I need to account for it. I don't know if you're aware of this, but you can, and I really recommend every seller, actually, and every buyer should do this. You can download your past history at PayPal. Currently, I think it still does this. I've got mine downloaded going back to 2000. That's the year 2000. And it has every purchase and sale I've ever made. And once it's downloaded, it's in a comma-separated value file, which you can open in, as a spreadsheet. And I can search that entire file on keywords, and I find things that I purchased 15 years ago. Now I can see what I paid for them, and I can prove it. This came up because I sold some fragrance from my collection that I purchased over 10 years ago, and I couldn't remember exactly what I paid. So there's a little tip for you.
Wow.
Just go to PayPal.
Everything we ever bought
that we used with
PayPal for,
yeah,
which is almost everything.
Yeah, I mean, everything I ever bought. There is very little I've purchased online that I haven't used PayPal. So it's all there. The record is all there. It's proven invaluable in the past. And now that I'm culling down, you know, I've got all these extra bottles that, come on, let's be realistic. It's 62. I don't think I'm ever going to get around to using all this stuff. So
it could happen.
Oh, even with my promiscuous spraying of cologne all over myself, it's not going to happen. So I'm selling off parts of it, and buyers are very happy because some of it's rare and valuable. I did one thing where I had three bottles, two with boxes and one without, and I offered them that way, and some guy in Egypt bought them. He had an address in the U.S. to which I've shipped them. He travels here all the time. And a week later, in my cleaning out, I found the third box. So I emailed him and I said, I found the third box. I'm sending it to you so you have it. Because I know he's a reseller and he probably has high-end clients and he can make more money with the box. And he was overjoyed because I think it's a good deal for him. But, you know.
So how many more bottles do you have?
I did an inventory. And I'm ashamed to say I have 2,755 bottles.
I thought you were going to say I have 85 bottles. And
I have 2,785 bottles.
Oh, Griff.
And, you know, they're all over the place.
How much do you think the name of a perfume or has anything to do with it?
Well, it's part of the whole marketing, you know. Because marketing and fragrance is huge.
Well,
how it's marketed.
My favorite fragrance, you're going to gulp because it's a cheapy brand, but my favorite fragrance has an unfortunate name.
What is it?
And I believe that's why I used to be able to find it, you know, in hotel gift shops and stuff, and now it's not there anymore. And I thought, well, maybe the company stopped making it, but they haven't. I think it's the name. It smells so glorious.
What is it?
Nantucket Briar. That is not a good name for a woman's perfume.
No,
I'm
that's
sorry.
A terrible name.
It is a terrible name.
Because the first thing I think of is there was a young man from Nantucket.
Well, the first thing I think of is, ooh, briar, ooh, on a rose, you hurt your fingers with it. But it smells so wonderful.
Nantucket briar.
Yeah, I love the body lotion, and then I put a little of the powder that matches it, you know, dusting powder over it. And it's the kind of thing that if you get up really close to me, you can smell, but it doesn't smell up an elevator.
So is this the Crabtree and Evelyn?
It's Crabtree and Evelyn.
I'm going to buy a bottle and smell
Nantucket Briar.
Hold on a minute. Now I have 2,756 bottles of cologne. Thanks so much, Lee.
I absolutely love the way this smells.
Well, that's not the worst name. I mean,
I get so many compliments when I do wear it. Yeah. And my husband likes it especially, by the way.
No.
On
well,
me.
That
and
matters.
Yes, for our date nights and things. So, but Nantucket Briar, what were they thinking?
I don't know. I mean, it's not that bad a name, really, when you think about it. Although it does remind me of the Limerick.
It would be for a man, maybe, but
Nantucket not. Briar, right?
Yeah. Oh God, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not very feminine.
So, honey, you going to sell all of those?
No.
2,700.
No, they bring me great pleasure in a way that's hard to describe. I love smells. I love aromas. I love flavors. I love tastes. I didn't know this about myself, but when I'm sitting down and I'm eating something that just tastes incredible, people say I fall into myself. I close my eyes and I kind of chew slowly and I go off in a trance. I never knew I did this, but Howie pointed it out. And then someone else mentioned it. Yeah, we lose you during a meal. You kind of...
If it's good.
Yeah, if it's good. So there's that.
Well, 2,700 bottles.
2,755. That's not counting.
How do you have them organized? Or is that what you're doing now?
I'm organizing them now. There's hard to have a system.
How are you organizing them?
My first organization is by brand. So I have the specialty, you know, the high-end stuff is all in these IKEA wall cabinets, and I've got the Guerlain here, and the Chanel here, and the Gucci here, and the Caron here. So that if I open it, I impress myself with my apothecary of fragrance. But I have so many odds and ends that I don't know. One of the things with the organization is when I would buy a bottle of cologne or fragrance, I would take the box, flatten it, and put it in storage. And part of this is reconnecting all the boxes back to the bottles so that I'm thinking in the unlikely event of my eventual demise, whoever has to deal with my estate will be able to liquidate these things a lot easier if they come with their original boxes. So,
isn't it funny how we start thinking about that at a certain age?
I never thought I'd be in this position.
Really? And there you are.
Thinking about my eventual demise.
So are some so precious to you that you will absolutely never sell them? You will go to your grave with them?
Yeah, there's a few that I just can't give up because I use them occasionally. And to me, they're just magic. There's a few. There's
Tell
quite
us
a few
the magic
there.
That is Griff.
Well, there's one that is always near and dear to my heart, and it's out of production. And it's this three of the bottles I sold, but I kept enough to last me till I'm 90. And it's an unusual one. It was made in the 90s by Jean Patou.
Really?
It's called Jean Patou Parôme. And it's just magic to me. Just magic. Very, very heady, very masculine, very oak moss kind of fat. And it's been Procter & Gamble, which owns the brand Jean Patou, reintroduced a special edition of it. And I was all excited. I thought, oh, good, more people can enjoy it. And I bought a bottle of that, and it's crap.
Not the same.
It's not the same, no. There's that. What else? My Christian Lacroix absinthe, which was an Avon brand. That
really?
Yeah. I mean, well, no, Christian Lacroix did a series that they distributed in conjunction with Avon. And they weren't very popular, but I have them all, but I bought as much as I could of absinthe because it's one of my signature.
And it does make the heart grow fonder, so.
With that, are you drinking it? It makes you drunk. There's a lot of those. I can't think of others.
So you're getting all that. Oh, 2007. Where have you been keeping them?
Wherever there's a space.
Yeah.
So it's more organized. It's more organized.
We've
now,
been talking about inventory a lot on eBay Radio this year. If you're listening to this and wonder what we're doing here, keeping your inventory right is more important than ever now, Griffin. Why
well,
is that?
It is because you can, if you make a sale of something you've listed and you can't find it, as I did last year, with the new standards, that's one of the two ways you get a transaction defect. In my view, not undeserved. I mean, it's your responsibility as a business to make sure you know where your inventory is and that it's safe and that when the buyer pays for it, you can deliver it because it is a bad experience. The joy in doing the work, by the way, is is there is, unless you are you're completely immune to this sort of impression, is when you do organize your life in a way that you're finished, and maybe you have a sheet and you can look at it and it says where everything is. I know where everything is. I can't tell you how good that makes you feel afterwards. It's such a stress reliever to know I know where every single item listed on eBay is right now in my garage. I know where it is.
And how many listings do you have right now?
About 250 at any given time.
That's good. But you have 2,700 bottles of perfume.
Those I'm still not quite sure where everything is. I know better, but I'm going to take an inventory in storage and have a sheet that says it's in drawer number one, drawer number two, cupboard number three, closet number six, so that I can, if someone says, oh, do you? Yeah, right. John's funny.
See, I can't hear that. When he talks to you, I can't hear it.
Oh, we say things you wouldn't
believe. Yes, I know. Yeah.
We talk about you on the air.
I'm sure you do.
We've committed you several times to an institution. So.
Oh, really? Oh, is it a good... Oh, thank you. Can I go tonight?
No, you
will
can't.
They serve me breakfast in bed?
Yeah, in a special jacket that wraps around your back.
Hey, which you can probably buy on eBay. Can you buy a straight jacket on eBay?
Let her know. Let's go see.
We need to look it up on the break. We're about ready to go to break. Hey, listen, if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish. Click the Contact Us button on the eBay radio player.
Yeah, you can buy them. There they are. This open phone segment was sponsored by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Why don't you call us, darling, at 888-RADIO-30. 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio.
When it comes to shipping your eBay items, sometimes conventional carriers just won't do. That's when you need Roadie, the faster, cheaper, friendlier way to get your item where it needs to go. Using Roadie is easy. Just download the app to your iPhone or Droid, create an account, and post a gig specifying what you want to send and where it's going. A verified Roadie driver will contact you to work out the details. Local or long haul, chances are there's someone who can deliver your item the same day, next day, even on a weekend or holiday. Roadie handles the pricing, collects your fee, and pays the driver, so you don't have to worry about negotiating. Real-time tracking lets you know exactly where your item is. And you can connect with your driver anytime along the way. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center. Or visit Roadie.com.
You know how much buyers love bargains. Putting items on sale can attract buyers and increase store traffic, so you can make more money while they're saving money. It's a win-win. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru lets you set up a sale in less than 5 minutes. Just click Create New Sale, pick start and end dates, plus a discount amount, select filters, and hit the sale button. Markdown Guru's 12 filters let you choose what you want to put on sale pretty much any way you want, not just by category, price, or individual item. With Markdown Guru, you can filter listings without sales, oldest listings, listing with watchers, and more. You can even combine filters in unlimited ways to suit your inventory. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru comes with sales reports too. So at the end of the day, you can see exactly how much your sales campaign contributed to your bottom line and turn those insights into revenues. Get a 30-day free trial at campaigngo.com. That's campaigngo.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 359.
As anyone who's ever been to one knows, there's nothing like a live eBay event. Vicki Connolly is known on eBay as Picture It Here, and she has this tip on how to prepare for a live eBay event.
Preparing by getting to know the fellow attendees that are going to come. Also, checking out the websites of the speakers that are going to be attending the event. Review their content. See if it's for you. You know, a lot of the speakers will have ways to connect with them through their social media sites, and so you could always reach out to the speakers also. And sometimes they even have their own Facebook groups and social media groups that are set up that you could connect with.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. If you have a question, this is how you get it answered. You call during this segment, 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
Or you can click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player and send it to us by email.
That's right.
So, Ray Jean from Cave Creek, Arizona, known on eBay as Holidays and Memories, wants to you to talk a little bit about the eBay catalog. She said, can you talk more about the eBay catalog and how it works? How does this affect our copyright in watermarked or non-watermarked photos?
I don't think it has anything to do with your photos at all. When I think that the term catalog is confusing to people because for a lot of folks it means there's something someplace, an online version of something you can go browse. And that's not it. What the catalog refers to when we say eBay catalog is a structured data set from which you can pull an existing item, when you go to list an item and you provide some information, whether that's a scan of the barcode or the UPC code, if it's existing in the catalog, it'll turn up. Now, that makes it easier for you to list an item as a seller. And if it's new, in many cases, it will provide an image of the new item, which is suitable for use. If it's a pre-owned item and it's in the catalog, we require that you put up your own images because it's not new in package, and the buyer needs to see not a generic image like you would see if I went to the iPhone store, on Apple, and I bought an iPhone. I'm not going to get the iPhone that was used for the photo shoot. I'm going to get the identical phone, but it's brand new, so we can do that. But once an item is used, it acquires a patina of use, which could be scratches and blemishes and maybe creases if it's foldable. You know what I'm saying? So used items have to have their own photo. But I don't understand the question about how that relates to your watermark photos. They're not part of the catalog. So eBay supplies the images for the catalog. There was a time a few years back when we had an experimental project to utilize photos that sellers provided for this was the first attempt at creating a structured data set, a.k.a. catalog. The other use of the eBay catalog is for, and this is to me is the most important use. I love the fact that a robust product catalog can make listing items easier if those items are in the structured data set called the catalog. I hate to keep using the word because it does confuse people who may, think back to that, I got the Sears catalog, which you can page through. You can't do that with eBay's structured data set, a.k.a. catalog. But the other purpose of it, and to me this is the important, this is the crux of the importance of the issue, is that when a buyer comes looking for a particular item, it's much easier for eBay to serve up what they're looking for as opposed to a plethora of merchandise which may or may not be related to their search. Because keyword search is a way of perusing a database of merchandise is simply no longer efficient, effective, or smart. It just doesn't work. Almost every major marketplace that you can think of, including Amazon, including Google Shopping, including most retail sites, don't actually rely on just keywords. They have structured their inventory in a way that a keyword might help, but it's actually easier to serve up items so that in a way that it's easily filtered by the buyer and to exactly what they're looking for. And you need to have structured data to do that. It's crucial. And then the other purpose for the catalog is that when we know what somebody is listing or when we know what somebody is buying, it's also easier to make pricing recommendations. So if you're a seller and you're listing something and it's in our quote-unquote catalog, we can also poll the existing listings and tell you this is what these are selling for right now, so that as a seller, you can make a more informed decision on how to price your item in a way that's going to sell. Those are some of the benefits.
I understand. Thank you for that. Ed from Corning, New York, known as Ed's E-Threads, has a quick question. If you don't have time to answer this, we can, you know, carry it over to
go ahead.
1230. How can I see the true cost of international shipping? I sold an item to Canada. The cost used to be $8. A person from Canada purchased an item from me and requests an invoice. I checked the shipping calculator on eBay. It told me $15. I don't think that is correct. The buyer didn't pay. Why does the shipping calculator not show the TRS discount and actual shipping costs? It is very important now that the postal rates have changed.
I would need more detail.
I'm going to forward this over to you.
Right.
Ed,
I'm assuming this was not a GSP program, not a global shipping program transaction.
He didn't say, so I'm assuming the same thing.
Right. And I can't tell you without details. I need the item. I need the weight. I need the dimensions. I need the location of where it was sold to. If you, and I sell internationally, I only sell through GSP now, but I measure and weigh everything before I list it. I have never had a problem with weights and costs. They're all exact. So feel free to send me details. But what you can do is you can take an item number. You can go to eBay.Canada, the Canada site, enter the item number there. And when you get to the page, you may have to change your location to a postal code that shows where you're located, and you should see the cost for shipping to that particular address. This open phone segment was sponsored by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Next segment of the Top of the Hour here on eBay Radio.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced Bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200, so you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition. And we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's B-U-L-Q.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at theebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit theebayshop.com.
eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell on eBay since 1998. His most recent creation is 6-Bit Software, and now there's 6-Bit 2.0. John listened to your requests for new features, so 6-Bit does everything you need in a listing tool, from creating and uploading listings to shipping and leaving feedback right from your desktop. Plus, it works faster and better than ever. 6-Bit 2.0 gives you improved inventory management, faster data entry, batch editing, and more import options, along with the custom fields you ask for. 6-Bit 2.0 also incorporates all the newest eBay feature upgrades, including product identifiers. John even improved the picture editor and came up with ways for you to store more photos yet have a smaller database. Try 6-Bit 2.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.